Hi there. The word for you today is on staying power. In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8, Paul writes, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed." Here's a saying that has proven to be true. What doesn't destroy us makes us stronger. Now, here are four sayings that have proved to be false. And the first is, when you become a Christian, all your problems are over. Whoever told you that certainly didn't get it from the Bible. Paul writes, "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." One translation puts it, "often knocked down, but never knocked out." Here's a second saying that's not true. All the problems you'll ever encounter are addressed in the Bible. Now, God tells us many things in His Word, but 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7 says that we are required to walk by faith and not by sight. That means receiving guidance from God's Word, from the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and when you need it, the counsel of godly friends. Here's a third false saying. If you're having problems, it means you must either be out of God's will or be unspiritual. Actually, the opposite is true. Satan's attack is proof that you haven't been conquered, that you're moving in the right direction, that you represent a threat to his kingdom, and that you're actually doing the will of God. And you know what? The greater the attack, the greater the level of blessing that awaits you beyond it. So keep going. And here's the fourth false saying. Being exposed to sound Bible teaching automatically solves every problem. Now, it will certainly help you to solve your problems, but it won't solve them for you. James 1 verse 23, we read, "Don't just be a hearer of God's word, be a doer." So, you got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Paul writes in Ephesians 6, verse 10, "Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies and tricks of the devil." In other words, you need staying power. And that is the word for you today.